The next item are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab, you got that one? Good morning, sir.
These items are what we refer to as page two items, as the agenda indicates. They are those items in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review, for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. We have eight of those items to present to you this morning. I'll try to go over them in summary form or briefly. 2A, Town of Cape Charles is requesting authorization to install four 400-foot-long offshore breakwaters and one 430-foot-long breakwater approximately 2,000 feet west of the Cape Charles Harbor. The structures will be marked and lighted in accordance with Coast Guard regulations. 2B, Army Corps of Engineers is requesting authorization to hydraulically maintenance dredge 20,000 cubic yards of material from the Chincoteague Inner Channel. The material will be pumped to a 103-acre overboard site northwest of Lewis Creek in Chincoteague Bay. In keeping with the earlier permit conditions, we are recommending post-dredge bathymetric and cross-sectional surveys, as well as a requirement that the elevation of the dredge material not exceed 2 feet above mean low water, and a further requirement that the applicant submit a submerged aquatic survey or SAV survey before future use, and that's to confirm that the area that they're proposing to place the material is free of SAV. 2C, again, the Army Corps of Engineers requesting authorization to hydraulically maintenance dredge 160,000 cubic yards of material from the Tompkins Bay Channel, which is a part of the waterway on the coast of Virginia, or WCV. That material will be pumped into the surf zone off the Tompkins Island in the Atlantic Ocean. The applicant has agreed that no material will be placed in the surf zone between April 1st and September 15th. This is to avoid impacts to sensitive bird species in the area. They've also agreed that any overboard disposal subsequent to the proposed expiration date of April 30th, 2012 will require reevaluation of the Corps dredge material handling plan for this particular component of the SAV, or the WCV. 2D, Eastern Shore Broadband Authority is requesting authorization to install 3,478 linear feet of fiber optic cables across six creeks, Mosquito Creek, Conco Creek, Queen Sound, Wire Narrows, and Black Narrows and Chincoteague Channel. It will be placed within the existing bridge cable trays and within Verizon's permitted conduit. We're not recommending the royalty that you see there. You'll recall that in December of last year, we considered a similar application for the fiber optic cable, but it was being placed across the Chesapeake Bay, the 17 miles. And there's a section in code 28.2-1208A which authorizes 40-year easements for $100 for cable companies. In light of that, you know, we recommended that the commission authorize the permit and assess a $100 fee, because that's what they could get a 40-year easement from, and it would get the permit, and it would eliminate having to go through the legal array of steps that we have to get, you know, easements approved. In this case, if you followed a similar rationale, they could get an easement for six creeks, or six easements for the six individual waterways. It would be $600. We reevaluated the situation, though, and we're not recommending, A, that we assess a royalty at $3 a foot for the wireless authority, and we're not recommending you issue a permit with $600. The Virginia Wireless Authorities Act, Chapter 54.1 of Title 15.2, authorized the creation of a wireless authority, and Accomack and Northampton counties actually created it in April of 2008, a year ago. There are certain conditions in the Wireless Authorities Act, specifically 15.2, 5431.3, that provides that the authority shall be a public body, politic, and corporate, and that they do not operate for profit. So it's not the same as Cox Cable or Verizon or any a for-profit organization. 15.2, 5431.11 also provides that the authority is an instrumentality exercising public and essential governmental functions to provide for the public health and welfare.
In light of that, even though we do not believe that they are in fact a county, city, or town, but with the acknowledgement that they could get an easement, six easements for $100 each, there is a section of code 28.2-1206E that exempts counties, cities, and towns, and municipalities from fees, rents, and royalties other than permit issuing fee. So to preserve the commission's authority over the submerged land, we're recommending in this instance that you issue the permit. They've agreed to accept it. We're recommending that you treat them akin, if you will, to a county, city, or town, or as a municipality, and that you only authorize a permit fee of $100. You'd be losing $500 if you went the easement route, 40-year easement routes, but I believe council could use up $500 worth of legal time in getting the easement documents, you know, through. So that would be staff's recommendation in lieu of the $3 per linear foot. 2E, Kiwanis Shipyards requesting authorization to install and backfill 550 linear feet of sheet pile bulkhead. That'll be 2 feet in front of the existing deteriorated structure, as well as dredge 69,450 cubic yards of material to provide minus 22 feet of water depth at mean low water within a basin 380 feet long by 460 feet, well, 380 feet wide, 460 feet long, as well as construct two commercial piers at their West Yard facility on the eastern branch of Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. They also want authorization to dredge up to 20,000 cubic yards of maintenance dredging to maintain the permit depths through the life of the permit. In this case, we're recommending approval with our standard dredge conditions and a royalty in the amount of $31,252.50 for the dredging at 45 cents a cubic yard. We're not recommending a royalty for the encroachment because they fall within one of the exemptions as a commercial shipyard facility. 2F, City of Lynchburg is requesting authorization to replace the existing Florida Avenue Bridge that crosses 19 feet of Fishing Creek within the city. The proposed shift, the project will shift the bridge and abutments to 10 feet to the south, and that's because of the proximity of an existing railroad bridge. We're also recommending, based on comments that we received from the Department of Game and Fisheries, that a time of year restriction between March 15th and June 30th be imposed to protect the anadromous fish spawning species, as well as a requirement that the applicant coordinate with the Department of Game and Fisheries regarding impacts to freshwater mussels, which may require surveys and relocations and standard things like that. 2G, Town of Big Stone Gaps, requesting authorization to remove an existing center pier and bridge decking from what's called the Proctor Street Bridge, a new clear span bridge and temporary crossing of the South Fork of the Powell River. Again, we're recommending approval with our standard in-stream permit conditions. And 2H, Barbara Creech is requesting authorization to install and backfill 432 feet of vinyl bulkhead, 2 feet channelward of mean low water, and an existing bulkhead at her property on Little Neck Creek in Virginia Beach. We are recommending a royalty in this case of $864 for the fill-in at a rate of $1 per square foot. With that, either I or members of my staff, do you have any questions?
Any questions from members of the staff or Mr. Grab? I mean members of the commission, I'm sorry. And this is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on these matters that are before the commission? There being none, the matters before the commission for action. Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.